Perhaps it's not an act of kindness to bring this up when we're still a few hours away from lunch, but what comes to mind at the mentioning of fast food? Some of you, I would imagine, are now thinking of thick, juicy burgers, while others perhaps are recalling the smell of some deep-fried something or other. Were I to step back a few thousand years, however, and mention fast food to a gathering of Israelites, I'm sure none of the things just mentioned would have come to mind. That which likely would have been recalled instead is the special meal which God directed his people to eat in a big hurry on an important day. He gave his chosen nation the following directive, as it's recorded in the 12th chapter of Exodus. "Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb, according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the persons. According to each man's need, you shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. Now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight. And they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses where they eat it. Then they shall eat the flesh on that night, roasted in fire, with unleavened bread and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Do not eat it raw, nor boiled at all with water, but roasted in fire, its head with its legs and its entrails. You shall let none of it remain until morning, and what remains of it until morning you shall burn with fire. And thus you shall eat it, with a belt on your waist, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. So you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover." The most striking element in this directive of the Lord for his Old Testament covenant people is no doubt the unusual command that a lamb be slaughtered and that the blood be applied to the exterior doorposts of the houses. These fast food establishments would have the oddest emblem of all, bloodstains, real bloodstains. When these words first came from God, all the inhabitants of Egypt, Egyptians and Jews alike, were on the threshold of a devastating event. The Lord was about to sweep over the entire land and strike dead every firstborn male, whether human or animal. In mercy, however, and because of his covenant, he provided a way to escape his deadly sword. He decreed that the presence of a lamb's blood sprinkled on the doorposts would save any house from destruction. This served, of course, as a picture of the heavenly Lamb, Jesus, by whose blood we are similarly saved. As descendants of fallen Adam, we were all born in sin and were squarely in the line of God's fire. We were by nature children of wrath, Paul wrote. But acting in mercy once again, God provided blood that would spare, blood that would save. Jesus, the Lamb of God, shed blood which did not merely symbolize payment for our sin, as was the case during the Old Testament. It actually paid the debt of our sin in full. The blood that dripped from his cross covered the doorposts of the entire globe, and as a result, anyone who puts his or her trust in that blood of the Lamb, everyone who stays under the roof of his righteousness, so to speak, is saved. It is only when people cast Christ aside, when they step out from under his protective blood, that the wrath of God still strikes. That is the most prominent part of the Passover ritual, the features which pointed to Christ as the Lamb of God who would take away the sin of the world. But now, what about the fact that the Passover lamb was to be fast food? It was, first of all, to be prepared quickly. The whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill the lamb at twilight. They shall eat the flesh on that night, roasted in fire. The lamb was also to be eaten quickly. Thus you shall eat it, with a belt on your waist, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. So you shall eat it in haste. Why the haste? What was the rush? Well, the Lord was about to deliver the Israelites from their bondage. He was about to lead them in the direction of the promised land. And he wanted them to be ready to go at a moment's notice, to be ready to leave the foreign land behind. And it did all happen very quickly. the way Exodus reads, it appears that it was just a matter of hours from the first slaughtering of Passover lambs to the departure of the children of Israel out of Egypt. When the time was right, God wanted no delays. Now, fast forward several thousand years. Has the Lord prepared any such fast food for us? Yes, food which will be presented again this weekend. There are significant parallels between the Old Testament Passover meal and the Lord's Supper of this New Testament period. Jesus even instituted the Holy Sacrament during the Passover meal, replacing the symbolic flesh of a lamb with his own flesh and blood. In the Lord's Supper, we are given tangible assurance that the sacrifice for our sin has been made. With the body and blood of communion, Jesus underscores the fact that everything has been done to make possible our transition from the foreign land of the sinful world to the perfect paradise above. And the day of our deliverance is coming soon. You know how the frequent question which is often asked in fast food restaurants is, for here or to go? Well, the Lord directs us always to think in terms of to go. When it comes to earthly life, we're in the drive-through lane. The Lord doesn't want us to settle down here, to get comfortable in the present world or cling to the things of this world, because it isn't home. Paul told the Corinthians, the time is short. From now on, those who have wives should live as if they had none, those who mourn as if they did not, those who are happy as if they were not, those who buy something as if it were not theirs to keep, those who use the things of this world as if not engrossed in them. For this world, in its present form, is passing away. The Lord wants us to recognize just how quickly we're passing through earthly life. He wants us not to cling to the things of this world and to make use of his faith-sustaining body and blood. There is, of course, some risk in referring to the Lord's Supper as fast food, for it's customary to think of fast food as having less nutritional value, often being made from materials of less than the highest quality. In the case of this meal, however, it carried the highest of all price tags, the life of God's own Son, and it contains the greatest nutritional value for our souls, for it is the spotless body and blood of the Lamb. As you hastily make your way through earthly life, therefore, remember to partake of the marvelous fast food which God Himself has prepared for the journey. Not only is it fabulous, it's free. Heavenly fast food, graciously given for our long-lasting, eternal good.